You can handle it.
You don't translate very fruitfully, do you? He's preaching, I'm translating now. Well, I wonder how many times are we caught unprepared. And if we are constantly prepared, being well prepared, we should not be caught in a situation where we cannot or cannot respond or handle. And before I start the message this morning, I'd like to ask you, how many of you know that today is a special day?
我在开始今天信息之前, 我想问大家, 你多少人知道今天是一个很特别的日子?
For that matter, how many people how many of you did try to look for a moon last night?
多少人在昨天晚上看了一看月亮?
What is it today? September 11.
今天9月11号是什么日子呢?
I already give you a hint. Don't look at the calendar. Don't look at the solar's calendar. Look at look at the moon. How many of you have tried to look for moon last night?
我已经给了你一个暗示，你不是看阳历，你需要看月亮，看阴历。
The lunar year. If you did, you know there was no moon yesterday.
如果你看了的话，你会注意到昨天晚上。
All right, put another way. How many days are we from Mid Moon Festival?
我想问你们还有多少天我们就到中秋节了?
Do you know that? Nobody pay attention to anything. All right, it's all right not to be Chinese here. 13 or 14 days. Well, she answered correctly. So what is it today?
所以今天是什么日子呢?如果还有13、14天就到中秋节了,今天什么日子呢?
It's the first day of a certain month, right?
所以今天是阴历的初一。
And you know, the Jews also live by a lunar calendar too.
你要知道,犹太人也是按照阴历过日子。
That's why we want to turn to the scripture today from Leviticus.
所以我们今天请翻到利未记。
Leviticus chapter 23rd.
利未记第23章。
And we might as well read the whole seven festivals that Jews celebrate.
我们可以把犹太人所纪念七个节期都念一下。
Let's begin from verse 4.
让我们从第四节开始念,
For to save our time, let's read together, and whether we do in English or Chinese, let's not interfere with one another, but read as loud as you could so that you will not be drawn out by other people.
无论你读中文或者英文，希望你尽量大声的读，然后我们大家同声合意的来读。
If you read not too loud, you'll be drowned out by other people. So read loud, please.
如果你读的声音不够大的话，你会被别的声音盖过去。
For a reason to catch up with your breath, we start from verse 4 to verse 8 and take a pause there.
完了之后，我们开始读第四节。 OK.
These are the Lord's appointed feasts, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed time. The Lord's Passover begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. On the 15th day of that month, the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread begins. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. For 7 days, present an offering made to the Lord by fire. And on the seventh day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. All right, do we all catch your breath? Next paragraph, from verses 9 to verse 14. The Lord said to Moses, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When you enter the land I'm going to give you and you reap its harvest, bring to the priest a sheaf of the first grain you harvest. He is to wave the sheaf before the Lord, so it will be accepted on your behalf. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. On the day you wave the sheaf, you must sacrifice as a burnt offering to the Lord a lamb a year old without defect, together with its grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made to the Lord by fire, a pleasing aroma, and a drink offering of a fourth of a hin of wine. You must not eat any bread, a roast or new grain until the very day you bring this offering to your God. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generation to come, wherever you live. We notice several important words here. First of all, the last one, this is a lasting ordinance for generation to come, wherever you live.
这有很重要的一句话说，这在里面一切的住处作为世世代代永永远远的定例。
You see, when we're young, we use the emphasis forever, ever and ever. We don't really know what it means.
当我们年轻的时候，我们常常说用永远这个字，但是我们实在不了解它什么意思。
But the Lord, when He said forever and ever, wherever you live, from generation to generations, He means it.
但是当主自己说从世世代代直到永远的时候，他真的是意思是说到永永远远。
And here you have a wave off, you have offering of first fruit and the sheaves that the Lord will accept it on your behalf.
在这里提到的新收的禾捆的第一个献给神的神会悦纳。
All right, let's go on from verses 15 to verses 22nd.From the day after Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaves of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks, count off 50 days up to the day after the 7th Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grains to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an...
加酵烤成两个摇祭的饼。当作初熟之物献给耶和华。
Well, I lost it myself, I'm sorry.
18.
Go on, please.
又要将一岁没有产及的羊羔、七只公牛犊、一只公绵羊、两只和饼一同奉上。这些与铜线的素祭和奠祭，要作为燔祭献给耶和华，就是做馨香的火祭献给耶和华。你们要献一只公山羊为赎罪祭，两只一岁的公绵羊羔为平安祭。祭司要把这些和初熟的麦子做的饼一同做摇祭，在耶和华面前摇一摇，这是献于耶和华为圣物，归给祭司的。当这日你们要宣告圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做，这在你们一切的住处作为世世代代永远的定例。
Are we stopping at verse
21?
21, yes. That's all right. Again it says here, this is an ordinance from generation to generation.
同样这里提到说这是作为世世代代永永远远的定例。
Well, how many feasts do we have now?
在这里我们一共有过几个节气的呢？
Let's briefly enumerating them. First, we have the Passover, isn't it?
所以让我们来数一数，第一个是逾越节。
And then we have the Unleavened Bread, isn't it?
第二个是无酵节。
And the third one is not the Pentecost, not the seven weeks yet. The third one is the first fruit, isn't it?
然后第三个是初熟节。
And the fourth one is the 7 weeks.
然后第四个是第七个礼拜，也就是五旬节。
And many people, we are often paying no special attention to the differentiation of Passover and unleavened bread.
我们平常对于这个除酵节跟逾越节呢，我们并不把它分别。
Because they are together, connected together.
因为事实上他们是连在一起的。
Yet in fact, they mean totally different things.
但是呢，他们在意义上是完全不一样。
And we shall look into this if the Lord permits with a time.
如果我们有时间，如果主允许的话，我们会等一等会谈到这件事情。
Now let's go on from verse 23rd. That's this is the fifth feast, isn't it?
所以呢现在我们读第五个节气了，刚才有四个节气了，现在我们读第五个节气，第23节。
We shall read until verse 25th.
让我们读23节到25节。
The Lord said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, On the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly commemorated with trumpet blasts. Do not regular works, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire. All right, this is the Feast of Trumpets.
第五个呢？吹角节。
And it happens on the first day of seventh month.
所以呢是在七月的初一，七月的第一天。
You know, the Jewish people celebrated their New Year today.
所以以色列人的今天庆祝他们的新年。
It is called Rosh Hashanah.
是称作 Rosh Hashanah.
And, you know, many of the schools, tomorrow they have a Jewish holiday. Many of the kids will not go to school.
在美国很多学校呢明天是犹太人的节气，他们都不会去学校。
And I don't know about your school system here. Some of the school system, because of this, they avoided starting school after Labor Day.
Yeah, 因为有很，我不知道你们的学校是怎么样，但是有很多地方学区呢，为了避免跟这一天冲突，所以他们的学校不在这个 Labor Day 之后开始。
Our school starts it after Labor Day, but they have an extra day of a vacation for the Jewish kid.
他们在 Orange County 的学校呢，虽然学校已经开始了，但是他们明天有一天特别的假期是给犹太小孩的。
I guess in Irvine there's a lot of Jews, so that they don't start school until after tomorrow.
但是 Irvine 那边呢有很多犹太人，所以他们干脆把学期的开始延到后天。
And you know, this is Rosh Hashanah today.
所以今天呢是 Rosh Hashanah。
And you may wonder why do they celebrate New Year here?
你也会奇怪他们为什么在今天庆祝新年呢？
The Jews have two ways of counting the years. One is a religious calendar, which is what we read here.
犹太人有两种方法来计算他的日子。一种呢是用他们宗教的来计算日子，就是我们在这里所读的。
Which actually we can say start from Passover to Passover.
所以我们可以说是从逾越节到逾越节算是一年。
And this one, they have the civil calendar.
第二个呢是他们平常的民间所用的日历。
And they start from...Rosh Hashanah, which we often refer to as a New Year.
Okay, 他们呢是从 Rosh Hashanah, 就是从他们的新年开始。
Now, you may wonder, why does Peter talk about Jewish holiday today? Is he a Jew?
也许你会怀疑我们讲员今天为什么会讲犹太人的节气呢？他是不是一个犹太人呢？
Well, I've been called Jews in many ways.
他曾经被人家称作犹太人很多方面。
We'll see why we talk about this today.
那你等等会看到为什么我们今天会谈这个。
And then, let's go on to verse 26, and let's try to finish this chapter as we go along.
然后我们现在请从第26节开始。
The Lord said to Moses, the 10th day of this 7th month is a day of atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourself and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do not work on that day because it is a day of atonement. When atonement is made for you before the Lord your God, anyone who does not deny himself on that day must be cut off from his people. I will destroy from among his people anyone who does any work on that day. You should do not work at all. This is to be a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Wherever you live,It is a Sabbath of rest for you, and you must deny yourselves. From the evening of the ninth day of the month until the following evening, you are to observe your Sabbath. This is called the Day of Atonement.
这个第六个节气呢称作赎罪日。
And you see some Jewish people on that day will put a little head on their head and put some ashes here sometimes. That's because the Day of Atonement is coming.
所以呢有很多时候你看到一些虔诚的犹太人他们在这段时间呢会在头上戴一个帽子然后涂一些灰在他的额头上面表明他们在神面前忏悔他们的罪。
But you see, only the high priest can go into the holy place once a year.
你知道在犹太人只有大祭司一年一次可以进到至圣所里面去。
And this is according to the law, the ordinances here. The high priest can enter the holy of holies,Only on this day, once a year.
在旧约圣经里面规定的，大祭司一年只有在赎罪日那一天可以进到至圣所里面去。
Now this is quite different than what we do, isn't it?
这跟我们平常所做的事情很不一样。
Book of Hebrews tells us that we have a high priest already in the heavenlies.
在希伯来书里告诉我们，今天我们这些做基督徒的已经有一个大祭司在至圣所里面。
In the person of Jesus.
就是耶稣基督。
That we may come to him in boldness, in seasons, for any reason, and any time come to him.
所以我们可以坦然无惧在任何时间来到他面前向他要求任何事情。
That we can pray to him and ask forgiveness of our sins.
我们可以来到他面前向他求他赦免我们的罪。
And let's finish with the last feast.
让我们读最后一个节期。
Let's read on from 33 on. The Lord said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the 7th month, the Lord's feast of tabernacle begins, and it lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly. Do no regular work. For 7 days, present offerings made to the Lord by fire. And on the 8th day, hold a sacred assembly and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. It is a closing assembly.Do no regular work. Well, all right, we will not go into the detail of this, of how the offering should be given, because I don't think we remember if we doing in such a short time.
我们底下就不再读下去，不再读那些细节，因为即使我们读了，我想我们也不会记得。
Do you realize or do you feel that this feast has something to do with something that we want to dig out?
我不知道你们觉不觉得这犹太人的七个节期今天跟我们有一些关系。
Or shall I put it this way? You think it's worth studying those feasts to find out what the Lord has to say to the Israelites?
或者我换一句话说，你觉得值不值得去研究一下这个，来找到神为什么要定这七个节期，对我们究竟说了些什么？
And do you realize before you even do that, you realize there's some vague ambiguity that you don't know what exactly the dates are or how to figure them out?
或许你在开始时就会觉得有一些很不清楚的地方，因为是犹太人阴历的缘故，我们甚至于都不知道那一天究竟是哪一天。
If I don't mention to you, I believe that many of you won't even think of this is a day of trumpets, feast of trumpets.
如果我今天不提醒你们的话，我想你们中间大部分人都不知道今天就是吹角节。
But many of us come short in going on, although all the above answers may be yes, but we just give up.
即使我们知道，有很多时候我们也没有去细细的查究它。
And you know, the Lord not only did here in Leviticus give them once.
神不止在利未记的地方一次的提到这七个节期。
In Numbers, he mentioned again.
然后。在民数记里面他再次提到这七个节期。
And in Deuteronomy, he mentioned the third time, before they are ready to get into the land of Canaan.
然后在生命记当他们快进入迦南地之前第三次神再次告诉他们这七个节期。
Don't you think this is of some importance?
我想你可以知道神既然三次告诉他们这一定是有相当的重要性。
Well, first of all, you know, we have come into a lunar year.
第一件事情我们现在回到阴历当中去。
And to this, many are not familiar with.
也许你们很多人都已经不清楚农历了。
Now let's figure a few things out before we get into spiritual meaning.
我们现在先把几件事情搞清楚，然后我们再谈它的意义。
The first question I have is here in the verse 4.
我第一个问题是在第四节，我们回到第四节。
I'm sorry, not verse 4, rather. Okay.Verse 4 talk about Passover, which is okay, which is very clear. On the 14th day of the first month, which they call Abi, month of Abi. Yabi. 真的没有讲，民族记里面讲。
然后在这里呢是讲到说逾越节，逾越节是讲到正月，正月呢在犹太文叫做亚比月。
Now, the question first arises at verse 11.
第一个问题在第11节。
Concerning which is the exact day for the first fruit.
问题是究竟哪一天才是真的初熟节？
You read it. Can you tell me from what is written here? What is the first day of the fruit? I mean, the day of first fruit.
如果你读一下十一节的话，你看看你知不知道哪一天是初熟节？
What is it meant by here? The first day after the Sabbath, on the day after the Sabbath.
在这里讲到在安息日的次日。
Which Sabbath?
究竟哪一个安息日？
Which Sabbath is Moses referring here to?
在这里究竟摩西讲到哪一个安息日？
Now you see, we have to understand the four feasts. The first four are clustered together: the Passover, the unleavened bread, and the first fruit, and the Pentecost.
Okay, 你要记得前面四个节期是连在一起的。这四个节期是逾越节、无酵节、初熟节，然后呢？第四个是
五旬节。
And
the last three are bunched together: the Day of Trumpets, and the Day of Atonement, and the Day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
Okay. 然后后面三个节是连在一起的：吹角节、赎罪日，然后最后是祝棚节。
Now, if we go back to what is said in the beginning, then we understand how do you count for the day of the first fruit.
如果我们回到最开始的时候，我们就可以了解我们怎么样数算这些日子。
Now let's do it from the beginning. The 14th of the first month is the Passover, isn't it?
所以呢，是一月十四，正月十四啊，是逾越节。
And then there are 7 days of the unleavened bread.
然后呢，中间有七天是无酵节。
That begins from the first day after, or rather, the 15th day of the first month, 7 days in a row.
所以呢，从十五号，正月十五号。就是正月十四号之后的十五号到二十二号，那个是无酵节。
In all these days, you should not eat anything of the leaven.
所以在这前后八天的时间当中，从逾越节开始到无酵节结束这八天当中，
Now, I guess at those times, the Jews really are doing, well, they use leaven as we Chinese did. You know, you don't have the ready-made package of the yeast to bake your cake or bread.
在那时候，你想，犹太人跟中国人跟所有的人一样，都是用酵来发面，然后吃做东西。
So you have to every day you have to save some of the old yeast or old leaven, to mix it with the new bread and then make it grow.
在那时候，因为没有现成做好的酵母，所以呢，他们每一天就把旧的面留一点下来做酵母，然后第二天的揉面，
Now,
发面。
For a sanitary reason, a yeast that lasts for a year may be too strong. So they destroy all the yeast for the past year.
但是因为卫生的缘故呢，如果这个酵呢已经用了一年了，那个时候呢，说不定应该把它全部都毁灭掉。那个时候酵可能已经太强了。
And they start anew. They start with a pure yeast, nothing but the good yeast.
所以呢，他们把所有的旧的酵全部都除尽了之后，第二年开始从一个新的酵开始。
How do you count for the first fruit, though?
然后你怎么样计算初熟节呢？
Remember, in those 7 days, in the unleavened bread, there are 7 days.
记得这个无酵节呢有七天的时间。
You are bound to meet one Sabbath.
这七天里面一定有一天是安息日。
You might meet it on the first day, or in the midweek, or the last day.
你或许会遇到第一天或者最后一天，最好你一定会遇到一个。
But you will have one Sabbath, no more, no less.
因为这只有七天，所以你一定会有一个安息日，不会多也不会少。
So you take that Sabbath day, and the day after, you call a day of the first fruit.
所以你把这个无酵节里面的那个安息日找到了之后，那安息日后面一天就是初熟节。
Now, if we are quick in mathematics, which I think most of us are,
如果我们数学很好的话，我想大家数学都很好。
You know that the Sabbath is always Saturday, isn't it?
安息日是礼拜六。
So what is the first fruit?
所以
it always falls on Sunday, isn't it?
所以初熟节呢，因为是安息日的次日，所以一定是礼拜天。
And it doesn't matter which lunar day it is.
不管那一天它是阴历的几号，但是它一定是礼拜天。
And then we count 50 days.
然后从那天开始算50天。
From that day on, count 50 days. After 7 weeks, the day after that Sabbath is calledPentecost.
所以呢，从这天开始算五十天，正好七七四十九，就是七个礼拜之后的，再加一天，那一天呢是五旬节。
So the day of the first fruit, the feast of the first fruit and the day of Pentecost always fall on a Sunday.
所以呢，初熟节跟五旬节一定都是在礼拜天。
And many of the Christians really finally realize why we have to meet on Sunday.
所以从这里你才可以看到，也有很多基督徒从这里才知道为什么我们一定要在礼拜天聚集。
The day of Pentecost was where the church begins.
因为五旬节是教会开始的一天。
And they have met on Sunday since.
从那天开始呢，他们在每一个礼拜天聚集。
You see, this is something very interesting. We can call back a few very beginning in the Genesis. You know, this in fact is the beauty of the Word of God.
其实这个呢，一直可以推溯到。创世纪，这是神创造里面很奇妙的一件事。
You know, the Lord has made the universe in how many days? In how many days?
神创造天地一共几天呢？
Okay, in 6 days. Many people think that he started from Monday to Saturday. No, he started from Sunday to the Friday, and he rests on the Sabbath day.
有很多人觉得他是从礼拜一开始做事，其实不是，他是从礼拜天做到礼拜五，礼拜六他休息了。
And that's the day of Sabbath, where that's where it comes from.
这是为什么犹太人定礼拜六作为安息日。
But you see, the Sunday system is for church.
但是礼拜天的制度呢，是为了教会开始。
And I also reflect on several scriptures. Verse 14 of chapter 1. I don't know how to throw that in for you, but we'll just read it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14.
然后创世纪第一章第十四节，我们回头看一下创世纪第一章十四节。
And God said, "Let there be light in the expanse of the skies to separate the days from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years."
第十四节，神说天上要有光体，可以分昼夜，做记号，定节令、日子、年岁。
No, you know, for the past 20 minutes, we've been talking about lunar years and solar years, and you see, God designed both for some calculation for us to remember.
刚才在过去十几二十分钟里面，我们在一直在谈这个阳历阴历这个数算日子。
And we are not. You see, Jews already knew from the signs of moon that we have count lunar years, lunar date that we have accordingly keep the feast.
所以犹太人呢就用阴历用月亮来算所有的节气。
Except two times, except two feasts.
中间只有两个节气呢是特别的。
That are floating. These are floating.
这两天呢，在犹太人的这个日历上面呢是不定是哪一天。
They keep them floating so that the Sabbath, I mean not the Sabbath, the first fruit and the Pentecost always fall on a day after the Sabbath.
虽然他们在日子上面不定，但是出手节跟五旬节一定都是在礼拜天。
那在安息日之后的第一天。
都是安息日后的第一天，所以都在礼拜天。
Okay, what's the meaning of those seven feasts then?
那么这七个节气是什么意思呢？
Let's start from the Passover.
让我们从
You know, our Lord Jesus died for us on the Passover. John the Baptist, when he saw him, he first mentioned, his first revelation was, Behold, the Lamb of God. Which is to take away the sins of men. And that is a reference that readily already very, very strongly indicating that the Lord has something to do with the Passover lamb.
从这件事情上已经很清楚指明耶稣基督跟逾越节的羔羊有很大关系。
You see, our Lord Jesus, when he started earthly ministry, when he, at the maturity age of 30,
当耶稣基督开始他的世上的工作，他三十岁开始世上工作的时候，
He has three Passovers that he went through.
他在世上只经过了三个逾越节。
The first Passover, you can refer to the Bible, which I would have no time to read, recorded in John chapter 2, verse 13.
他所经过的第一个逾越节，我们现在没有时间回去读，但是在记载在约翰福音第二章。
Verse 13 says, He has driven out the merchants.
所以在第二章第十三节讲到，他在把圣殿里面所有那些做买卖的人赶出去，他洁净了圣殿。
And he has cleansed the temple, you said.
对，他洁净了圣殿。
This is the first time he has a Passover opportunity.
这是他出来工作之后第一次的逾越节。
I'm sure he observed, as a good Jew would observe, all the rituals, all the ceremony pertinent to a Passover.
在那时候，我相信他像任何一个好的犹太人一样，他遵守了逾越节所有一切的规矩。
He also ate the bread. He also ate the lamb.
Okay, 他也在那时候吃了饼。吃了羊羔
the unleavened bread, even the bitter vegetables.
犹太人习惯上呢吃无酵饼，吃苦菜，然后吃羊羔。
I'm sure he did everything according to the law.
我相信他是按着律法做了每一件事情。
But that was not a day that he was to be cut off from the earth.
但是那天并不是神所拣选要让他从世上死亡的那天。
And then in John chapter 6, verse 4 recorded again the second Passover he had.
然后在约翰福音第六章第四节的时候，记载了耶稣基督的在世上过的第二个逾越节。
This is after he has performed a great miracle to feed the 5,000.
这是当他在行了这个是五千人吃饱的神迹之后。
With five loaves and two fish.
那时候他只用了五个饼两条鱼，就是五千人吃饱。
You know, John 6, he had a great statement about the heavenly manna.
然后呢，在第六章的时候呢，他就给了一个很有名的宣告，说他是。
Do you often realize that he said two important things concerning his own blood and his body?
在那时候，他讲了两件事情，很重要的事情，一个是关于他的身体，一个是关于他的血。
Many believe that he said that because it's triggered by the great miracle that he performed.
有很多人相信呢，他讲这个的原因是因为这个五饼二鱼的神迹而引起的。
He has made references from a heavenly manna to a true manna, which is himself given to man from God.On earth.
在那个地方呢，他引用在旧约的时候从天上降下来玛拿，然后指着他自己，他是真的玛拿，是给普世人的。
But I also suspect very much that he made mention to the blood even.
但是呢，在那地方他也提到他的血。
Why did he do that?
为什么他做这件事情呢？
Because in the back of his mind, this is the day of Passover coming near.
那个时候呢，因为他心里面已经想到。在下一年的逾越节要发生。
No, that was the year. That was the time of the Passover.
这个，因为那个时候呢，就是逾越节的时候。
Passover was coming very near when he performed that great miracle.
因为这个五千人吃饱的时间呢， 是那个神迹呢是在逾越节差不多接近逾越节的时候所行的。
But he didn't die.
但是他那一年也没有死。
You see, before the time matures, many people was already trying to capture him, trying to put him to trials, maybe even judge him, may even try to get rid of him.
Okay. 虽然时间还没有到，但是那个时候已经有很多人想要去把他抓他、审问他、把他处死。
The opposition already came. Those who don't believe him, the Jews, including the Pharisees and some of the priests, didn't want his existence.
那个时候呢，反对他的人已经很明显了，法利赛人、祭司、文士就想把他抓起来杀掉。
But his time was not yet to come.
但是那个时候他时间还没有到。
Then in the third Passover, which was recorded in John 11:55.
然后第三个逾越节是在记载在约翰福音第十一章第十五节。
After he had performed a miracle to cause Lazarus to come out from the grave.
当他行了一个神迹使拉撒路从死里复活之后。
You know, that was too much for the Jew.
这个呢对犹太人讲起来是太厉害了。
They say this man has a great power. If we don't get rid of him, people, because he resurrected Jesus, Lazarus,People would come to follow him, and we have nothing to do with the Jewish country anymore.
他说，因为这个人呢，他的能力实在太大了，因着他使拉撒路复活，如果不现在就把他处死的话，人都要跟随他。如果人跟随他的话，我们整个犹太国家都不存在了。
This is what they worry about Jesus.
这是他们为什么担心耶稣的原因。
Of course, we know the miracle that he called Lazarus to life again was just showing who he really was.
但是我们知道。他行这神迹并不是为了那个原因，他行神迹是为了证明他自己是谁。
He said, "I am the resurrection. I am the life."
因为他说，我就是生命，我就是复活。
I am the resurrection and I am the life.
我就是复活，我就是生命。
And Jesus did that to prove what he said.
因为耶稣基督就用这个神迹来证明他自己的宣告。
Now that was the last Passover that was approaching.
这个呢是在。接近最后一个逾越节的时候，他所行的事情。
God was calling him to fulfill the messianic duty.
那时候神已经呼召他去做弥赛亚的工作。
To die on the cross.
死在十字架上。
You see, Jesus has already announced, in 3 days I shall resurrect. In 3 days I shall resurrect. On the third day I will resurrect.
在那个时候，耶稣就已经宣告，他们把我处死，然后在第三日。
After he had done what he had done to Lazarus, I think in many of the disciples' mind, they believed that Jesus can resurrect.
当他行了拉撒路这件神迹之后，我相信很多人的心里面都相信耶稣基督真的在第三天可以复活。
But the point is on the third day.
但是重要的是在第三天。
You realize something? The first fruit does not necessarily fall on the third day.From the Passover.
你要注意到，初熟节不见得就是在逾越节后的第三天。
We've talked about, the Jewish calendar. The Passover is always on the first month, 14th of first month.
我们知道逾越节永远是在一月的十四号。
It's not on a Friday.
不是在礼拜五。
It doesn't have to be on Friday.
不一定在礼拜五。
It is only the Christian who make the Passion on Friday.
但是只有基督徒呢后来把我们圣诞节定在礼拜五。
But to an ordinary Jew, the Passover doesn't have to happen on Friday.
但是对于一个普通的犹太人讲起来呢逾越节不一定是在礼拜五。
But the first fruit is always on the day after Sabbath, which is Sunday.
但是呢初熟节永远都是在礼拜天就是安息日后的一天。
You see, God had given his son the shortest day possible that he should remain in underground.
你要注意到神在这个地方给耶稣基督最短的日子，在犹太律法里面所允许最短的日子，让他留在阴间。
A 14th of day to Passover, and they go into 11th bread feast, starting it.
所以呢，在十四号礼拜五的时候，逾越节的是逾越节，第二天就是无酵节。
And on the day of the first fruit, he resurrected.
然后第三天。在初熟节的时候，他就复活了。
I have no material or information in hand to check into the accuracy of those days, but I do believe in and I accept the traditional pass on from generation to generation that Jesus died on a Passover, which was a Friday.
我没有办法是很严格的证明这件事，但是我相信，对耶稣基督他是死在逾越节一个礼拜五。
No, not that I can't prove. I don't have enough material, not information to elaborate this.
不是我不能证明，只是说我现在手边没有这详细的资料来告诉你这件事情。
And I think many of the very, very careful scholars already proven that.
我相信有很多很仔细的这些学者已经好好的查考过这个。
On the day of Passover, it was not a regular Sabbath.
Okay, 在平常一个逾越节，这不一定。
No. The day of Passover is not a regular Passover. The day of Passover is not a regular Sabbath. It's another kind of Sabbath.
逾越节这天呢，并不是一个普通的安息日，不一定是在礼拜六的。
So they have the So they have that Sabbath on the day of the Passover, and the ordinary Sabbath the next day, and the third day the Lord resurrected.
所以还有一个特别的安息日就是逾越节，然后第二天呢是平常的安息日，是。出手是这个除孝节，然后第三天呢是出手节。
You have to realize, yeah, you have to realize this. When Jesus said it that way, that on the third day I will resurrect.
所以当耶稣基督说在第三日他要复活的时候
，They didn't know he was going to resurrect on the day of the first fruit.
他们并没有想清楚他是在出手节那天复活。
They just knew the Passover, the Lamb of God was going to die for us.
那个时候他们只知道在逾越节那天神的羔羊要被杀了。
Our minds are sometimes very slow until the facts been revealed. Then we didn't realize it was always meant to be so.
我们常常不够快但是神老早就计划好了他在出手节那天要复活。
You know, the Channel 4 or something, weather report, weather forecast, Fritz Coleman said,Didn't Fritz, just like what Fritz said would happen.
在这个 TV Channel 4里面的他们报告新闻时常常讲就像这个报告的人所说的。
You know, oftentimes we heard the forecast, it didn't register our mind until it happened. Then, hey, this was just what Fritz said would happen.
有很多时候呢他已经预报了这事情但是我们并没有记得等到事情发生的时候才说哦这就是他所告诉我们。
Jesus did just that.
耶稣基督就做了这样。
He says things clearly, but we didn't read it. We didn't see it until it happened.
耶稣基督他把事情讲得很清楚，但是我们听的时候呢，没有想清楚，所以我们就不知道。一直等到事情发生了，我们才知道。
So you see, Jesus could have died on any Passover.
耶稣基督可以在任何一个这个逾越节过世。
But he told the disciple which Passover he was going to resurrect.
但是呢，他已经讲清楚了在哪一个逾越节他会死。
He prayed and he understood God's perfect will.
当他祷告的时候，他清楚地知道神的心意。
Yet until it happened, nobody really knows what's going on.
一直等到发生了，大家才知道。
Now you see, the meaning of the Passover is that the substitute lamb has taken away our sins, that so that we are redeemed out from the curse of the destroying angel.
所以呢，逾越节所代表的意思是很清楚，就是那个代赎的羔羊，除去了我们的罪。以至于呢，我们就不在神的震怒之下。
And his blood was applied to a doorpost.
他的这个羔羊的血是插在门框上面。
And the destroying angel, upon seeing the blood, just passed over.
那个灭命的天使经过的时候呢，看到这个血就越过这里去，而不除灭这里面的人的命。
And we are saved.
所以我们被救了，救赎了。
Dear brother and sister, this is the first meaning of Christian understanding of the Jewish festivals.
所以呢，这是基督徒第一个对于犹太人的。
The Lamb of God is our Passover Lamb, and He died for us on the cross. Therefore, our sins are forgiven. We are saved. We are not under the curse anymore.
所以呢，神的羔羊就是那逾越节的羔羊，为我们的罪死了。因着他的死，他的血，所以呢，我们就不再在神的震怒之下，我们就不被神所审判了。
I hope everyone believes that here.
我希望。我们中间每一个人都相信这件事。
And I hope everyone receive Christ as your personal Savior.
我希望我们中间每一个人都接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
Now, what's the meaning of the unleavened bread?
然后，除酵节的意思是什么呢？
May we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
让我们翻到哥林多前书第五章。
The author Paul was a perfect Jew.
保罗他是一个很好的犹太人。
And he was called to be a missionary, called to be an apostle.
但是他被耶稣基督所呼召作为他的使徒。
And read from verse 7 to 8, what did he say to the church of Corinth? Now, remember, this is what Paul says to the church of Corinth.
记得这是保罗对于哥林多教会所说的。
But he used the Old Testament, the Jewish feast to explain what happened here.
但是呢，他是用旧约犹太人的节气来解释这件事情。
Let's read together 7 and 8.
让我们一起来读第七节、第八节。
Get rid of the old yeast, that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed. Is it clear? Is it really crisp clear?
其实非常的清楚。
Paul says, because Jesus died for us.
保罗在这说，因为耶稣基督为我们死了。
Old yeast are going to be abolished.
旧的酵都已经出去了。
And we shall use a new loaf.
所以我们用一个新的面。
And you see, a new batch without yeast.
一个新的面里面是没有酵的。
Unblemished.
里面一点杂质都没有。
This talk about a church being called should be totally perfect before God. No old yeast.
这就是说，我们被召的这群人，这个教会应该是完全没有瑕疵的。完全没有旧的效。
Verse 8 says, therefore, let us keep the festival. Is Paul trying to encourage the Church of Corinth to keep the feast of unleavened bread?
在第八节里面接下去，在那地方是保罗要鼓励这个哥林多教会守这个无酵节呢？
Is he going to try to keep the Jewish tradition in the Greek church?
他是不是想要把一个犹太人的节期介绍给一个希腊的教会呢？
I don't think so.
我想不是的。
I have no reason to believe Paul contradicts himself elsewhere.
我相信保罗不会前后矛盾，自我矛盾。
For he realized that the Jewish traditions, Jewish feasts are talking about spiritual things.
因为他清楚地知道犹太人这些节期都有它属灵的意义。
I'm not making it up here because Paul explained what he said right away.
在这地方呢，并不是我所说的，保罗他清楚自己就解释了说。
Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth.
所以第八节里说，所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
I believe it is healthy for every Christian on the feast of the unleavened bread to clean out his house, clean out his body, clean out his inside, and pray that the Lord would refresh us anew, just as we just received the Lord.
我自己相信啊，对基督徒呢啊，如果每一个人能够在无酵节那天，把我们身上所有一切的邪恶、心思当中所有一切邪恶，统统除掉，在神面前求他，让我们能够再重新做一个新的、合乎神心意的人。
You see, this is different than salvation.
这个是跟救恩不一样。
We already received the salvation.
我们已经接受了救恩。
But we have not lived in that holiness.
但是我们还没有活在那个圣洁当中。
Just as I was, forgive me for saying this, I heard many brothers and sisters in the morning just pray that the Lord cleanses. Well, you're doing better than once a year. You do it every month, every week.
我刚才听到很多弟兄姊妹呢，都在求神接近我们。你们不是一年才做一次，好像常常在做着。
This is good because the Lord wants us to have a 7-day complete cycle of cleansing out.
因为神的心意当中是要我们每七天有一个周期，让我们好好的再次洁净自己。
For the feast of unleavened bread, Paul advised the Church of Corinth to do away with malice or wickedness, and I can add, I'm sure he doesn't mind that we add a few other things on that list.
因为保罗在这个地方就劝哥林多的教会，在这个时间呢。要除掉恶毒邪恶的酵，我相信他也不介意我们再加上一些不应该有的事情。
We may say that we will do away with whatever you want to put in there.
我们可以把我们一些觉得不讨神喜悦的东西都放在这个表上。
You know, you pray to the Lord and add to that list malice and wickedness, some other things.
所以呢，你可以在邪恶、恶毒这些东西再加上一些。
I don't want to put anything for you. I have my own list.
我不希望加上任何东西在你的表上面，但是。我的单子上面还加了很多东西。
I have several things that I really realize that only the Lord can give me grace to start anew.
在有一些事情，我很清楚知道，在我身上只有神的恩典才能使我除掉那旧的，开始一个新的。
For instance, the unforgiveness.
譬如说，我不能赦免人。
That I have to ask the Lord. Lord, give me a sincere, pure bread that is without that unforgiveness.
在这里我要向神 求一件事情，给我一个新的开始，新的面团，也就我不再活在那个不能赦免人的当中。
You see, church is also a new bread, a new bread without yeast.
你要记得教会，
new loaf.
教会也是一个新团，中间没有任何一点酵。
In the book of Romans, Paul also again said that.
然后在罗马书里面，保罗再次说的。
So, dear brother and sister, what does that day's, I mean, the unleavened bread means, the feast of the unleavened bread means?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，究竟无酵节是什么呢？
It talk about a clean life.
但是也讲到是一个圣洁的生活。
It talk about a perfect life before God.
但是也讲到一个完全的生活在神的面前。
Perfect before man as well.
也在人的面前有一个完全的生活。
The human relations have to be healed. We're not able by ourselves.
所以已经知道我们不能靠着我们自己。
So once a year he reminds of this.
一年一次他提醒我们。
And we ought to take the full benefit of it and ask the Lord to forgive us, fill us again with His Holy Spirit, that we may start anew.
So, we need to use this opportunity to remind ourselves to throw out the old shadow and start anew.
But speaking from a typographical point, Jesus has already given the church a new bread.
Jesus Christ has already given the church a new bread.新的面团
and that church should be unblemished, should be, have no wrinkle, no spot, nothing to defile his holiness.
所以这一个教会，他所建立这个教会应该是没有脏污，没有皱纹，没有一点邪恶的。
And the third feast is called the feast of the first fruit.
那第三个节期称作初熟节。
Who is the first fruit?
谁是初熟的果子呢
？Jesus.
耶稣基督就是。
Isn't he so?
是不是呢？
Chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, it said exactly.
Verse 20th to 23rd.
Let's read together again. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Dear brother and sister, do you see the intricacy of this feast?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看到这个以太人节期跟我们之间的关系呢？
The delicacy of that.
和它中间很微妙的关系呢。
The Lord was resurrected on the third day.
耶稣基督是第三天复活的。
And what did he say to us?
他对我们说什么呢？
He said, I am going to send to see my Father, which is your Father, my God, which is your God. Recorded in John chapter 20.
在约翰福音里面他记载说，他说我要升上去见我的父，也就是你们的父，见我的神，也就是你们的神。
At that time, he even refused Mary from touching him.
在那时候，他甚至不允许玛利亚碰他
，because he is the first fruit presentable to God at that right moment.
因为他是那初熟的果子，单单献给神的。
That's the first fruit for the enjoyment of God.
因为犹太人初熟的东西是献给神，神得喜悦的。
You realize that when they get into Canaan, when they harvest something of the first fruit, they are going to wave before God by the hand of the high priest.
你要知道。当犹太人进到迦南地之后，他们所收的第一个庄稼初熟的果子呢，是用大祭司举起来在神面前摇一摇。
God will receive, accept that offering.
那在这里呢，神接受这个奉献。
This is what it meant here by Jesus being the first fruit. He is totally, wholly accepted by God the Father.
这是圣经上所说，耶稣基督是初熟的果子，是圣洁的，是被神所喜悦的。
You realize how much trouble would we be in if that.First fruit was not accepted by God.
我想你可以想象到，如果那个初熟的果子是神没有接受的话，那我们就是现在很悲惨的光景当中了。
I think many of you are familiar with the business with trade.
What?
做生意。
我想你们很多人都知道做生意的事情。
When you have a quantity to buy.
如果你要买很多东西的时候。
What do you do?
你做什么呢
？You ask for a sample.
所以你先要一个样品。
Send us a sample. If it's okay, then I'll write the LC for you.
如果你送来的这样品对了，然后我就开一个信用状给你。
If it's not good, I'll reject it. I will seek for elsewhere.
如果你寄来的这个样品不对的话，我就退回去。
Hey, if I'm the one who's going to send the sample, I'm going to search the best and the best for that company to look at.
所以如果我要送样品出去的话，我一定是送我所能找到最好的送出去给那个。
A perfect one.
那个完全的那个
，the one that sparkles，
那个的发亮的
，Jesus was that one，
耶稣基督就是那个。
The only trouble is that many things that we ship later on to God should be rejected。
但是问题是， 以后有很多东西我们送到神面前，那些东西是应该被退货的。
Indeed, God will have to use people to refine us, and we can be perfected that acceptable before God.
有很多时候呢，送去的货到神面前呢，要被整修过了之后呢，他才能够接受的。
You see, but Jesus was a perfect example. He was a perfect thing for God to receive of humanity.
但是，耶稣基督呢，是那个完全的样品，那样品是神造人所记忆代表人的。
And when he was accepted, you know what the book of Acts said?
当耶稣基督被神所接受的时候，在这个使徒行传里面说什么呢？
Let's turn to chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
那我们翻到这个使徒行传第二章。
He promised, Jesus promised that he will send down the Holy Spirit, didn't he?
耶稣基督应许说他要差遣圣灵下来。
And that Holy Spirit is the LC from God.
这个圣灵呢，就是神所开给我们的信用状。
Isn't it so?
是不是就是这个呢？
At the end, very end of that chapter.
在第二章最后的时候。
Verse 32. Says here, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses to the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear.
第三十二节说，这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
This is what I'm talking about.
这就是我所说的。
Jesus was sent in perfect shape to God, and he accepted and sent down the Holy Spirit.
对，耶稣基督呢，是一个完全的样品被送到天上去了。接受他之后呢，就把圣灵差遣下来。
On the day of Pentecost, remember the Sunday, the eighth Sunday, the eighth Sunday, starting from the first fruit.
记得是在五旬节那天圣灵降临下来，是在
第八
个主日那一天圣灵降临。
The fact that we have Pentecost is counted from that first fruit.
我们之所以有五旬节呢，是因为
God has given us that assurance. He is well pleased with the sample, Jesus.
所以当圣灵差遣下来的时候，神已经告诉我们，他对于我们所送上去的第一个样品是非常的喜欢。
Jesus is a perfect model of the ones that are to come into perfection.
耶稣基督就是以后所有要来人最好的一个样品。
You know, we all have the responsibility to be like Jesus.
我们每一个人都有责任要像耶稣基督一样。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because God only accept the product which is similar to that sample.
因为神在神的心目当中，他只接受那些货物，那些货物呢是必须要跟样品是一样的。
We have a responsibility, and we don't want to be rejected.
我们有责任要像那个开始的样品一样，我们不希望我们被神所
You know, I have rejected a few cargoes back, and it cost money, cost headache, everything.
我想有很多时候我们退回去一些货，那花了很多的钱，浪费了很多的时间。
You don't like to reject cargo. You don't like to reject merchandise unless it's absolutely necessary.
你并不喜欢把这些货物退回去，除非你必须要把它退回去。
You think God has found delight in rejecting us, rejecting the Christians?
你想神会喜欢把这些基督徒退回来吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
He wants them.
他要他们。
In fact, the Bible said when the numbers are mature, he will come and receive everything.
所以呢，圣经上告诉我们说，当数目满的时候，神要来把我们所有的人都接收过去。
But he's waiting.
那现在我们还在等待。
The production company, which is called church, was too slow in turning out product good enough.
我们这个制造的公司，就是现在所谓的这教会，这个制造的太慢了。
God is trying to rush in the order. Hey, hurry up! I am coming. We need that cargo. We need that merchandise on a certain day. Please rise up. Please hurry up. And He's calling us.
所以呢，神现在呢，把这个订单一直送下来，跟着说，我现在需要这些货品，你们快一点，尽快一点。
After the Pentecost, it's the time of church. It's the generation of church.
然后呢，经过了五旬节之后呢，就是教会的时期。
This is the generation of church. This is the time of church.
现在呢，我们所活的时代就是在教会的时期。
You see, the first four festival was perfectly executed and perfectly fulfilling the spiritual meaning of God already, has initially intended for.
所以呢，头上四个节期呢， 他的属灵的意义已经都完全的满足了。神起初要设立这四个节气，所有的意义都已经在耶稣基督里面完成了。
Now what about the last three festivals, the feast?
最后三个呢？
What are the Day of Trumpet Men, which is our subject today?
啊，那么究竟这个吹角节什么意思呢？这是今天我们所要讲的。
What does it mean to, for the Day of Atonement?
然后赎罪日是什么意思呢？
And the Feast of Tabernacle.
然后第三个究竟是祝棚节什么意思呢？
Let's back out a little bit.
让我们回过头来想。
Let's back up from the last one, the Feast of the Tabernacle. You see, tabernacle means God shall dwell with man.
这个祝棚节的意思呢， 是神要与人同住。
We might as well go all the way back to the last chapter of the book.
我们干脆一口气到圣经最后一章。
You know, if you're impatient with the middle section, you turn to the back, see the result from a novel.
如果你看一本小说的时候，你忍耐不下去了，你就翻到最后一章，看这小说结果怎么样。
In fact, I have a very good brother who is a fisherman by trade.
我有一个很好的弟兄，他是一个渔夫。
He calls me often on the phone, Peter, how are you doing?
他打电话给我说 ，Peter， 你好不好
？And I once said, oh, pray for me, I got a lot of trouble.
也是我跟他说啊，你为我祷告，我有很多问题。
He said, cheer up, take courage, brother.
所以他说，哎，开心一点，这个，刚强奋勇起来。
He said, you know, we can always look at the chapter and we can say, we won.
我们可以看到最后一章的时候，我们说我赢了。
You know, this is why the Revelation is good for us.
这是为什么启示录对我们很重要的。
God's purpose is finally accomplished.
因为在启示录里面，神最终的旨意成就。
And we won.
我们赢了。
No matter how many battles we have, and maybe we suffer defeat, but at the end, we won. That's the important thing.
不管我们经过了多少的征战，甚至于在征战当中我们被打败了，最后我们还是赢了。
And I like you to take courage also. You know, your life, you won finally. When the day you see the Lord, all the earthly troubles are over.
所以呢，我也希望今天你自己能够振奋起来。因为不论你在世上有多少的失败，但见主那天你赢了。
And the day of the Feast of Tabernacle talk about talk about God and man live together forever.
所以呢，在祝棚节那节气呢，是讲到神跟人永远的住在一起。
Total union with the Lord.
在那里呢，是完全的合一。
And if we back up a little bit, then what's the Day of Atonement mean?
然后呢，我们再退回来一点，说赎罪日是什么意思呢？
Remember.In the book of Zechariah, Old Testament.
你记得在旧约撒加利亚书。
I'm often wondering about the fact, how can the Jews be saved, the whole household?
那我一直呢，很不知道怎么解释说，最后犹太人全家都必得救。
Didn't Paul say the Jews shall be saved, the whole household?
保罗岂不是在罗马书里面讲到，至终犹太人全家都必得救吗？
Didn't Zechariah say,They shall find the fountain of atonement.
在撒加利亚书岂不是说他们要找到赎罪的泉源？
Didn't Isaiah talk about the whole Jewish people shall be saved?
岂不是在以赛亚书里面提到整个的犹太人、整个的以色列民族都要被得救吗？
Didn't Jeremiah talk about a redeemer?
在耶利米书里面岂不是谈到说有一个救赎主救赎整个以色列吗？
The book of Daniel also talk about a savior, a messiah.
在但以理书里面也提到一个弥赛亚，一个救主要救以色列人。
Dear brother and sister, we begin to see some clues here.
弟兄姊妹，我们从这里面，从这些经文里面，我们可以开始看到神的一些这个给我们的
一些线索。
线索。
You see, let's talk about book of Daniel.
让我们看但以理书。
Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第三章，第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
And verse 26.
第二十六节。
Now, everyone, all the scholars who was looking for the sequence of things that to happen before the Lord comes.
有很多的学者呢，他们在看一些线索，就是在主要再来之前所发生的一些事情。
They always have to refer to the book of Daniel.
他必须要回到但以理书。
And that 70 week, 77 thing.
在那里说了70个七。
Verse
24. 第24节那里说下70个七。
Verse 26, let's read on.
第26节说
After the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off and will have nothing.
在那里说过了62个七那受膏者必被剪除一无所有。
Well,How the calculation of the 62 times 7 is a long story that we have no time to go through today.
怎么样计算这62个7 有很长的一段故事，我们今天没有时间来讲。
But from the last seven and the 62 of seven, last seven times seven, there was a big gap.
那但是呢，在后面的七个七呢，是一个很长的时间。
When the Messiah was cut off, the Jewish promise was interrupted by a certain period of time. How long, we don't know.
当受膏者被剪除的时候，那以色列人从这整个神救恩的计划当中被放在一边，这中间具体多长时间我不知道。
But we know the Jewish history will somehow link up again when they accept that Messiah.
但是我们知道，犹太人的历史再一次跟以前的救赎的历史连在一起，当他们开始接受这个救赎的时候。
So you cannot wait for the Jewish nation to turn to God. You probably won't see it. We might be raptured or something.
我想你不能够等到当犹太人全国都归主的时候，你再信主。因为我们或许等不到的时候，那时候说不定整个教会已经被提了。
But we do believe on the Day of Atonement that the whole Jewish nation will be saved.
但是我们知道，在赎罪日那一天的时候，整个犹太人全国全家都要得救。
That is the day that the Jewish nation finally realized they have put the Messiah on the cross some time ago.
在那一天的时候，以色列全家才领会到，他们把那位救主钉在十字架上。
What happened in the book of Zechariah?
在撒加利亚书里面讲什么呢？
They repent.
他们悔改了。
All the households, the house of David were together, men with men and women with men, women with women.
那在那里说，大卫的全家，以色列的全民族，男人和
男
人
在
一起，
女
人
在
一起。
And house of Nathan, men with men and women with women.
啊，纳丹的家，男人跟男人在一起，女人跟女人在一起。
And house of Shema.
然后。
示免。
示免家，男人跟男人，女人。
They lament that, oh, this is the one, his handprint appears, we have pierced.
他们在那里悲伤，因为他们说他的手是被我们刺伤的。
They see Jesus as their Messiah again.
然后他们那个时候才看清楚，耶稣基督就是他们的弥赛亚。
And Jesus take the whole Israel nation into the Day of Atonement.
然后耶稣基督就带整个以色列家进入到赎罪日。
This has not happened yet.
这还没有发生。
Just as the Feast of Tabernacle has not happened yet.
就好像祝棚节还没有发生一样。
Now we are eliminating to the fifth day. What is about?
所以我们现在集中到第五个节庆。
Feast of the Trumpets.
就在吹角日。
This is my opinion, as well as many of the Bible scholars' opinion.
这是我自己的意见，也是很多圣经学者的意见。
Many Bible scholars believe when the Lord comes, it will be on the day of the Day of the Trumpet.
很多人相信，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，是在吹角日来的。
Why? Because the Bible, Paul said clearly, there shall be a last trumpet.
因为在保罗在圣经里面讲到过说，当号角末次吹响的时候。
Chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. Let's read again. We read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, which we already did. It's clear enough, but let's reinforce the word of God with several reference, cross references in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians.
那我们读哥林多前书15章，虽然在帖撒罗尼迦书里面已经讲过很清楚，但是我们多读几处。
Verses 52.
第52节。
Let's read it together.In a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Well, let's back up a little bit from verse 50. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet.For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Hallelujah. Dear brother and sister, this is the hope of the church. You know, the Jewish people will not be transformed in that way. Only the church has the hope of being raptured.This is something different from the Jewish relationship. God has not promised a Jewish a rapture. Unless a Jew became a Christian. Which they paid a great price. No, which they paid a great price to become a Christian.
他们
such as Paul, such as Peter, such as John. They are Jews, don't you remember?
像保罗、彼得这些人，他们都是犹太人，但是他们花了很大代价才成为基督徒。
They will be in the church in the rapture too.
他们当然会在这个被提的教会当中。
But the Jews will not be raptured.
但是犹太人的全家不会被。
And I do not believe the whole church will be raptured.
我不相信整个的教会。
The reason is sometimes I look at the congregation, I say, well, this person better be saved. I'm not sure he's saved.
就好像我常常看到会众当中。我说这个人最好他会得救 我不清楚他是不是得救
But you see, many of the preaching has gone through their head, didn't stay there.
但是有很多时候呢所讲的道呢从这边进来那边出去没有在他们心中留下
And this is my sincere hope, that one day when his partner, his wife or his husband were raptured, he will suddenly realize, hey, what I heard before was good teaching.
我在心里非常盼望如果有一天他的先生或者他太太被提的时候他心里会突然醒悟过来我以前所听到的道是真的很重要的道
And he said, maybe I should even go to seminary to study that.
或许那时他说我应该放下所有的职业到神学院里面去读书了
You know, I believe people will be raptured, but books will not be.
我相信、人会被提上去但是这本书不会被提上去
You see, how do they gain the knowledge? The word of God is still here.
他们怎么会还认识神呢
And a lot of commentaries.
还有很多查经解经的书也会在。
You see, the good thing about after rapture is only the good ones will last. Only the good book will last.
在被提了之后呢，好处是只有好的书会还留下来。
You see, now we know the Christians have different schools of teaching, saying some say that the church will be totally raptured before the tribulation.
在基督教当中有对于这个被提有很多很多讲法，有的相信整个教会要在大灾难之前被提。
Some said it will be raptured during the tribulation.
有的说在灾难中间被提上去
And some said the church only be raptured after the tribulation.
也就是说在灾难之后被提上去
Well, I believe all has some truth, honestly.
我相信这每一个学说里面都有一点对的
Because I believe there will be more than one rapture.
我相信可能有不止一次的被提
Maybe three times.
或许三次
But after the initial rapture, only the best one was taken to the Lord.
在第一次被提是最好的人被提上去
Those who claim to be, those books with different ideas begin to converge.
那些不同的神学的想法呢会逐渐的归一了
Some of the professors in the seminary may not be raptured. I don't know. They ought to be, but they are not. They might not be.
有一些在神学里面教授他或许应该被提的但是没有被提
They will remain to teach the Bible in the right way.
然后呢他们会留下来开始按照正义来教导圣经
Those who sitting in the church did not pay attention and didn't want to be savedAt that time, they will want to be baptized and pay a great price.
那些坐在教会里面，对于只听得到一点兴趣都没有那些人呢，在那个时候会突然醒悟过来，他们愿意被受洗，愿意信主，然后但是他们要付一个很大的代价。
You see, the Bible says in the tribulations, they even believing the Lord is something of being persecuted, some reason of being persecuted.
圣经要告诉我们，在大灾难的时间当中，你只要信主，就会被逼迫。
But people rather die with eternal life than live to eternal destruction.
但是那个时候呢，有很多人开始领会到，他情愿死而接受永生，而过于他活在那里接受永死。
The Jews will also participate in teaching the Bible.
那时候犹太人也会在教导圣经。
I hope by that time they have a complete Bible to teach.
我希望在那时候他们有全本的圣经来教导。
God has not promised Jewish nation a rapture.
神没有应许犹太人会被提
But he promised that they shall be saved, the whole household.
但是他应许说，将来他们全家都会得救。
But for the church is a different thing. We can receive the Lord, and we can have eternity. We can have the assurance of salvation and waiting for rapture.
教会不一样，教会呢，我们有权利被提，我们也能够与主同在，所以我们在等待被提。
You see, the day of the trumpet indicating a sure occurrence of event.
吹角节这一天呢，就应许我们这一天必定会来。
I believe this is also the day the Jews will go back to their all Jews will come back to Jerusalem.
我相信在这一天的时候呢，所有的犹太人都会回到耶路撒冷。
You know the beginning of what happening.
也就是在将要开始事情的开始。
Will the Lord come in this Rosh Hashanah?
主是不是就在这一个今年的 Rosh Hashanah 来呢
You see, I don't mean only today.
我不只说今天
Because the Rosh Hashanah is a calculation is slightly different from the time of old and now. I don't know which is the correct one. They count 3 days as Rosh Hashanah today, now.
现在呢有三种不同的算法算哪一天是 Rosh Hashanah。我不知道哪个是对的。
That doesn't matter.
但是没有关系。
But at least once a year we are reminded that the Lord is coming.
但是最少一年有一次我们被提醒主要来了。
Perhaps this is what happened in the time of Jesus.
或许这就是耶稣基督时候的事情。
He didn't die on the cross on the first Passover.
他并没有在第一个逾越节受死。
He didn't die on the second Passover.
他没有在第二个。
All he had to do is die on the cross for us on one Passover.
他所需要的是在某一个逾越节为我们死。
And the Lord is coming again.
主一定会再来。
What do you think the time of church allocated was for?
我不知道神究竟给教会保留了多少时间。
Of course, to preach the gospel.
当然，这段时间是为了我们传福音的。
Of course, to be perfected.
让我们能够学习怎样变成为完全。
Of course, to be transformed into His image.
让我们学习成为他的形象。
Is He coming today?
是不是他今天就来呢？
I won't be surprised if He does.
如果他今天来，我也不会觉得奇怪。
I may have the whole sermon built on a wrong conceptual thing, thinking as He was coming on the rest on the day of a feast of trumpet.
或许甚至于我整个的讲道都错了，我的想法都错了。他不一定在这个 Rosh Hashanah 这天来。
I don't know because the Lord did say the day and the time no one knows save the Father.
但是因为耶稣基督曾经讲过，那一天那个时辰都没有人知道，除了父之外没有人知道。
I may be wrong, but that doesn't matter.
或许我都错了，但是这没有关系。
Because He is coming, isn't He?
但是他要来这件事情。
For He who said the day and the time that you don't know, also Himself said He's coming.
因为那个说。那个日子那时辰不知道那位也就是说我必定要再来那位
He shall come
他一定会再来
Could it be today?
可不可能是今天呢
Very possible
很可能
You see we talk about the Jewish being a nation They have to recover as a nation To fulfill God, Jesus prophecy That the fig tree shall turn a new leaf
我们讲到过说这犹太人要成为一个国家就好像那个无花果树的叶子要发芽一样
Now, Israel has already been a nation for how many years?
以色列成为这个国家已经多久了呢
1948, they became a nation again.
1948年才成为国家。
How long do we have to wait till the new leaf turn into summer?
多少年我们才要等待呢
I think it's long enough.
我想已经够久了。
It's 40 years, almost the time the Jews has wandered in the wilderness for.
已经40年的时间了。这40年的时间就是犹太人在旷野漂流的时间。
I don't see any reason that the Lord could not come.
我没有看到任何理由主不能现在就来。
Gospel is already preached to all nations.
这福音已经传遍了天下。
The Bible was translated into more than 1,200 languages.
圣经已经翻译成
1,300 languages.
已经超过1,300种语言。
Maybe more.
甚至于现在可能已经。
You hardly find a person who didn't hear the name of Jesus.
我想在世界上已经很少一个人从来没有听到耶稣基督的名字。
All the doctrines have been revealed.
所以。旧的这些文件都已经显明出来了。
And the nations, the world is coming to a very chaotic situation.
这个世界上的国家现在已经成为一个非常混乱的状态。
Moral decay.
整个道德的衰落。
And the social financial sector failure.
然后社会跟经济系统的整个的破坏。
You know, it was built on very unsolid, very, very loose sand.
因为这些东西都是建筑在一个很松的沙土上面。
It will tumble one day.
有一天呢，他们会全部垮下。
The great Babylon will fall in one day. The Bible, the Revelation said, it could happen.
就像启示录里面所讲的，那大巴比伦一天之内就要整个毁灭了。
Several months ago, we had a what do you call that? Bear market, isn't it?
在几个月之前，我们有一次有一个股票市场大跌。
Wasn't it terrible to so many?
有很多人觉得很惨。
It could happen again.
这事情还可能再发生。
There was no guarantee will be bull market forever.
从来没有任何人觉得。这个股票市场会一直在往上涨。
I don't know why the Lord has not come yet.
我不知道为什么神还没有再来。
Maybe he's tarried or some may be saved again.
也许他等待更多的人能得救。
But again, I say, I won't be surprised if he comes today.
但是我再说，我不会惊讶如果他今天来的话。
Or tomorrow.
或者明天。
For that matter, or the day after tomorrow.
或者甚至后天。
You see, I do not know exactly when the Lord will come.
我不知道究竟主哪天会来。
But he is coming.
但是有一天他会来。
If it falls on the feast of the trumpet,That just be that much better.
如果他就是在吹角节那天来的话，当然很好。
But who cares if he comes? And he said, Peter, you have it wrong. I didn't come on that day. It doesn't matter, does it?
但是如果他来的时候跟我说 Peter, 你搞错了，一点关系也没有。
Dear brother and sister, a lot of things doesn't matter when the Lord comes.
弟兄姊妹们，当主再来的时候，很多事情都没有关系的。
You have a lot of plans unfinished yet.
你还有很多计划还没有完成。
But who cares?
但是有什么关系呢？
I have a long shopping list which I haven't done. That was just fine.
那个时候我还一大串东西想去买，但是我还没买到，也没有关系的。
I have a house which is really still in the escrow. So what?
或许我的房子还没有买成，这有什么关系？
I got loan payment hasn't finished yet. The car.
或许我车子还没有，车子所欠的债还没有还清楚。
But I do want you to know that your children are saved. Otherwise, they have to pay your loan.
但是我希望你的小孩子是得救的，否则呢，他们会继续付你的债。
Then what do you do?
然后你做什么呢？
A lot of things won't matter anymore.
有很多事情都不重要。
Also, the relationship between brother and sister, sometimes we have quarrels. It doesn't matter anymore.
或许呢，我们弟兄姊妹之间所有的一些纷争啊，这些东西也都没有关系。
The church is several split, so it doesn't matter.
或许教会分裂过很多次，那时候也没有关系。
The Lord is coming. He heals everything.
主会再来。
But are we ready?
他会。
Are we ready?
我们是不是准备好了呢？
Are we ready for His coming again?
我们是不是准备好他再来？
Or do we still harbor some very, very sour, bitter feeling?That the Lord better not come.
还是我们心中还有很多很
尖酸，
很尖酸的这些感觉，以至于主最好暂时不要来了。
What do you say?
你说什么
？Do you want him to come on a feast of trumpets? I do.
你是不是希望他就在吹角节来呢？我自己是希望的。
Let's read the last verse of the Bible.
那我们读启示录最后一节，全本圣经的最后一节。
Not the last one, but last scripture, last portion, verse 17 of the 22nd verse, chapter.
那我们从第十七节开始读到最后。
The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come." Whoever is thirst, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of water of life. That talk about us. 对。
Okay, 我向一切听到。圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意都可以白白取生命的水喝。这是对我们说的。
Verse 18, I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plague described in this book.
第十八节，我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the trees of life and in the holy city, which is described in this book.
这书上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
He who testifies to these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon."
证明这事实说，是了，我必快来。
Yes, I am coming soon.
是了，我必快来。
Yes, I am coming soon.
是，我必快来。
And John responded saying, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus."
然后呢，约翰在这里就回应说，阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Shall we all say, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus"?
好吧，我们一起来说 ，Amen, 主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Let's read together.
让我们一起重来读。
Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Let's read again. Amen, come, Lord Jesus. Now let's say it. Amen.Lord, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。Amen.